A case of racial discrimination has been brought under the Racial Discrimination Act by high-profile Indigenous activist Dr. Stephen Hagan. Dr. Hagan is an award-winning author and filmmaker and former diplomat, academic and businessman. He's calling for a boycott on Coles Express for singling him out to prepay for fuel when the store was open and others were not asked to do so. He believes this was to be a form of racial profiling. Rob Osborne has the story.
Dr. Stephen Hagan is an award-winning author, filmmaker, a former diplomat, an academic, and a successful businessman. In February earlier this year, he flew to Townsville to attend a sellout Elton John farewell concert at the opening of the new rugby league stadium. The following morning, he pulled into a Coles Express station to fill up the tank in his hire car before returning it to the airport. He made three unsuccessful attempts to engage the diesel pump, and each time a muffled announcement came over the PA system. Here's Dr. Hagan describing what happened next.
When I went to walk into the servo to see what was going on with my Bowser, a similar SUV pulled up behind me, and that gentleman got out of the car, a non-Indigenous man, and he went to the Bowser and he put the pump in his car, the nozzle, and he was filling his car quite contently. So I had a funny feeling that, wow, this could be a case of racial profiling, and I was quite upset. The Bowser didn't look like it was having any issues in terms of being damaged. So I walked inside. There was a non-Indigenous man who had just paid for his fuel, and there was one non-Indigenous man coming in behind me. I said to the attendant, I said, what's going on with my Bowser, mate? And he said, you have to prepay. It was an awful experience. It was clearly discriminatory, and I put it down to being racially profiled.
Dr. Hagan refused to accept this request to pay in advance and asked for an explanation. The attendant stated that it was because they had had a number of cases of people driving off without paying. Neither of the two non-Indigenous drivers were asked to pay in advance. I asked Dr. Hagan why he chose to take legal action.
I said, I just can't let this one go through to the keeper. I said, this is awful. I mean, I was thinking more, not so much about myself at that stage, but I was thinking more about people who don't have access to lawyers and access to other things that I do. And I said, I'm going to take action.
Dr. Hagan engaged a solicitor and a barrister and brought legal action against Eureka Operations Proprietary Limited, the parent company of Coles Express. I asked him to explain the legal basis of his case.
We sought to take it to the Human Rights and Equal Opportunities Commission under Sections 9, 13B and 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act 1975. And that in particular refers to the provisions of goods and services where it's unlawful to refuse or fail to on demand to supply those goods or services to another person because of race, etc. I'm happy that I've gone down that path because now it's out there in the public and people are ringing me saying it's happening to us here. And this is all over Australia. It's not just Queensland specific or Townsville specific. It's a national problem.
The case will go through a conciliation process before an actual court hearing. What outcome is Dr. Hagan hoping for?
We've asked for a number of things, unspecified special damages, loss of earnings, medical care and support, unspecified general damages for humiliation, loss of dignity and injury to feelings, unspecified aggravated damages for the failure of first respondent to acknowledge the discriminatory conduct when initially brought to his attention by letters dated 3 March and 16 March, unspecified punitive and exemplary damages arising out of conduct of a large corporate group that should be held publicly accountable for practice of discriminatory policies directed against First Nation people, a public apology in relevant local and national newspapers and other news platforms, and legal costs.
Dr. Hagan's legal team has put Coles Express owners on notice not to destroy the CCTV footage of the incident. The team has also sought from Queensland Police a history of drive-offs from the service station in question for the past month. Dr. Hagan has called for a national boycott of Coles Express by First Nations customers and their supporters.
Rob Osborne there with that story.